Philip Sampapia, Deputy Director of Insurance. Today's date is 10/20/2025. Your question is for. Mr. Wayne Whitson. Whitson spells W-H-I-T-S-O-N. Wayne spells W-A-Y-N-E. Date of birth is 05/07/1973. This is a 52-year-old gentleman here for annual physical examination period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of hypertension. Comma. He takes losartan / hydrochlorothiazide, amlodipine. Next paragraph. Past surgical history. Is none. The social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, medication. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams. 1 PO daily. Losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 100/12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed or were negative, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam is alert-oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 174/102. Repeat blood pressure is 178/99. Pulse is 56. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, with no murmurs. Patient is bradycardic, easy asymptomatic. Next line, EKG was done. EKG reveals normal sinus bradycardia, a rate of 54. Patient indicated that he's an avid athlete. He does lots of walking and running. Next paragraph, abdomen, mildly distended, secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no guarding. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, he bears weight well with no anthology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert-oriented, tennis 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension, number 2 is peripheral vascular disease, open parentheses, carotid artery plaque, / stenosis is present, close parentheses. Next assessment is bradycardia, period. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, patient had the following done. Ultrasound of his vasculature, his organ system, and a echocardiogram. His ejection fraction is 55%. However, he has some plaque deposit in his coronary artery, in his coronary arteries, with mild stenosis, period. Next paragraph. Patient is bradycardic. He indicated that he's an avid exerciser, walking and running on a frequent basis, period. Next paragraph. Today we did the following labs. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, PSA, TSH, T3, T4, and vitamin D, period. Next paragraph is medications were refilled as follows. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams. 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, losartan, /hydrochlorothiazide, 100/12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days on the 90. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Next paragraph. Medical maintenance. Patient reported cancer in his family. I gave him a consultation for a routine colonoscopy. Next paragraph. We had a lengthy discussion about lifestyle management, considering he has plaque formation in his carotid artery. We talk about diet, we talk about exercises, we talk about the importance of abstaining from certain foods. Says he understands and will comply. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.